and making God and His will the absolute center of our lives and all that we live for. So next week we're going to begin or continue this with the Exodus faith. So we're adding layer upon layer of this concept of faith through Scripture. I hope you're keeping track of these, because we'll have a picture of what faith is in the next few weeks. Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise this day for all that you do. We thank you, God, for all that you've given us. We thank you, God, that you are our Creator. We thank you, God, for Jesus, our Redeemer. And we thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit that sustains us every day of our life. And dear God, we also thank you for those things that you keep from us. And we just ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us so that we understand it is for us. But as we go from this place today, God, I pray in Jesus' name that we will be energized and empowered to move your will to the center of our lives. Dear God, encourage us, woo us, do whatever it takes, God. Bother us. Make us angry, Lord, if it will make us turn the corner and live a faithful, obedient, and penitent life. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. We introduced a song to you last week called "That's What Faith Can Do." And we're going to do that for our song of invitation today. I invite you to sing along with us, and we're going to continue doing this throughout this teaching series. So if you would stand with me and let us sing together, "That's What Faith Can Do."